So it's a pretty basic question. Should you bow by Kaddish or not? Chazan is davening for the Amud. Does he bow when he recites certain parts of Kaddish or not? So the Shulchan Aruch, citing a Kolbo, says, Kishomer Chazan Yiskadel Korea. So that's number one. So in other words, Yiskadel, Vyiskadesh, Shmer Ababa, Yiskadel, he bows. Okay. V'chein v'yesh me'raba, number two, v'yesh me'raba. V'chein v'yizbarach, or yizbarach. V'chein brichu, and amen. And the amen is, tushbukhas mechamasa damram be'omav m'ramein l'chatzi kaddish. So five times are listed in Shulchan Aruch where you're supposed to bow by kaddish. Now there are different lists in the Torah and in other ga'onim about what these five are. But interestingly, the Torah, despite having a little bit of a slightly different list, says that these bowings are a chova, are obligatory. So it's not optional to bow or not. Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring any dissenting opinion. It seems quite clear that you're supposed to bow by all these five times. Now, bow means that the chazan, when he says it, really bows when he says it, like you do modim. Additionally, the Kaf HaChai mentions that by every amen that is said by Kaddish, the Chazan, presumably, I don't know if the people answering, but for sure the Chazan, who's saying the Kaddish, should bow as well. Okay. Seems pretty clear. You could go home. It's a one-minute Chabura. Shulchan Aruch, no dissenting opinion. It's based on the Torah. It's Kabbalistic reasons, maybe a little bit why you do the bowing. There's no argument about it. Comes along the Vilna Gaon and makes a Chabura. The Vilna Gaon writes, V'nir avonir, it appears to me, she'ein lechroa klal. Don't bow at all, Bekadish. Why? De'ein lehosif klal al krios. Because you don't add on to the krios. We have certain bowings, which are prostrations, which exist during Shemona Esrei. And then you don't add more. Ve'ein lomer, don't say, kemen she'ein lebetfilas yurches. It's not in Shemona Esrei, so who cares? Las one ba. Why not? Who cares? And he says, there's a Tosis that supports this. Tosis there talks about a case about a person who wants to add in more tachanunim, more supplications to his davening. And the Gemara over there, Tosis discusses, can you bow for those? And Tosis says, yeah, that's fine. You could bow for those supplications because they're not part of Shmon Esrei. Says the Vilna Gaon, yeah, you can only bow for those because they're not part of Shmon Esrei because they're optional. You want to throw in an extra supplication to God at the end of your Shmon Esrei and bow for it? Okay. Do that. Bow. It's not adding on to the obligatory bows. But over here he says, b'mashakavu, I feel ena b'tfilos yirches. But by Kaddish, to have a Shulchan Aruch that says you're required to bow during Kaddish, he says, that's adding on to the bowings of Shmon Esrei. You're not going to do that, he says. To afila korea b'hodah shel berchas hamazon v'halal areza maguna. If you bow during the hodah, when you give modim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you give thanks during benching, or by halal, that's forbidden. God gave us certain amounts. The Gemara Anshei Knesset Gedolah set up. There are certain times that you bow in Shmon Esrei. To add on is forbidden. There are specific times. You're going to go add on in Kaddish? Says the Vilna Gaon, I don't think so. Also in Ma'aser Rav, which are the Minhagim of the Gra, it says, Ein l'chroa shum kriya b'kaddish. No bowing at all during Kaddish. Now let me ask you a question. There is one other bowing with Kaddish that we're not talking about. No? Gra writes, Ein l'chroa shum kriya b'kaddish. Don't do any bowings at all by Kaddish. Seemingly even at the end of Kaddish as well. I'll file that away. I don't know. He just says that all by Kaddish. He's very vague. Comes along the Chidushi Anshei Shem and attacks the Gra. He says, I mean, he's not talking to the Gra, but his question, his point, attacks the Vilna Gaon. He says, there's only an extra bowings. If there's only a problem of extra bowings, is when you do a Hodah, like a Modim, a thank you to Hashem. The bowings of Kaddish have nothing to do with Hodah to Hashem. It's not praising Hashem. It's not thanking Hashem. So you could bow. It's not a problem at all. So you have this, all this backdrop. Shulchan Aruch says seeming to lazy. Yes, bowing. Vilna Gaon says no bowing. Chidushi Anshei Shem seems to support that there is bowing. How do you paskin halacha l'maisa? Not surprisingly, there are three opinions practically how to paskin. The Mishnah Berurah, what does he comment on this? Gornished. There's not one letter in the Mishnah Berurah at all on this topic. Seemingly that implies that Shulchan Aruch says you bow. Mishnah Berurah says, you bow as well. Why not? Mishmur doesn't quote the Vilna Gaon at all, even though he quotes the Vilna Gaon very often, doesn't say a word. The Likutei Mariach from the early 1900s, late 1800s, a Minog Klal Yisrael, writes like this. He quotes the Vilna Gaon, he says, but he says, Ach Kfar Nog Alma. The world in general, what they do is, Kashulchan Aruch, they bow, Ve'ein Achram Minog Klum. Don't think twice. You bow when you do it? I don't know. Is that the Minog? He says, everyone bows. Okay. I've really never seen anyone bow, to be honest. But he says, everyone bows. Comes along the Gesher Chaim, which is a lot of Minhagim and Aveus, and says, the Minhag is to bow. Opinion number one, Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, Kutei Mariach. Of course you should bow at these five things. It's a straight up Shulchan Aruch. What are you wasting my time for in a Chabur over here? It's a straight up Halacha. Comes along the opinion number two, is Vitzivusa de Avram, who died in 1813. He was Reb David Shlomo Eibenschutz. He wrote a lot of Ha'aras on the Siddur. And he says like this, you know how to make a compromise between the Vilna Gaon and the Shulchan Aruch? What do you do? Yeah, what did he say? Bow twice. Another way to do it is half bow. A half bow. Listen to this Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan makes everything not an issue. He says, I'll tell you the V'yeshe megamgin b'kriya seilu. Some don't like these bowings, and he quotes the Vilna Gaon. Mishum de'ein lo'osav al kriyas. Shamar chacham. Rabbis gave specific ones to bow. How could we add on it later on? V'nir alin yizdaiti says, de'einam kriyas mamish. They're not real bows. K'kriya shol shmona esrei. So shmona esrei, you go all the way down till you're really like halfway down like this. As opposed to these, he says, "Elishchos ma'at." You bend a little bit, so you'd be like hunched over a little bit, but you don't have to do a full bow. This takes care of the Vilna Gaon. You're not adding on to bows. It also takes care of Shulchan Aruch, which says you are supposed to bow. Everything is good. So option number one, bow fully. Option number two, Aruch HaShulchan says, bow partially. Says the Halicha Shlomo, nope, straight up. We follow like the Vilna Gaon. It makes a lot of sense. Vilna Gaon says there's no adding on. And in fact, if Shlomo Zalman Arbach himself, it writes, would not bow even by Aleinu. Why not? Because it's adding on to the bowings that we set up in Shmon Esrei. For you to bow by Aleinu, for you to bow by Kaddish, is adding on to bowings. Shlomo Zalman did not bow. However, in a parenthesis and a footnote, it writes that when he was in the Shivas Kol Torah, he would bow by Kaddish. So I don't know what that means, what you're supposed to learn from that. Maybe sometimes when he was in a public forum, he didn't want to, I don't know, maybe not in his shul, if he's in the yeshiva, maybe he didn't want to mislead them. But Shlomo Zalman is a little bit vague, but he seems to paskin, you should not bow by Kaddish. Rav Yosef Freim also says there's no bowing like the Vilna Gaon, and he says he doesn't understand why the Mishnah Berurah doesn't cite the Vilna Gaon. Mishnah Berurah cites the Vilna Gaon all the time. He should cite the Vilna Gaon and at least say, some say, don't bow. The Archas, Rabbeinu Chaznish, and Mestaiper, they also held like the Vilna Gaon that you don't bow. Comes along Misefer Shiras Miriam, myself as a better friend, and he says, I could prove to you that you should bow by Kaddish. He says, everyone, every Avel in the entire world bows by Osis Shalom, you know, when you take three steps back, and then the Kaddish. If you really believe in the Vilna Gaon, what would you do? You wouldn't bow at all. Vilna Gaon says, Ein l'chroa shum kriya b'kaddish. Don't bow at all. So if you really want to follow the Vilna Gaon, fine. So don't bow at all during Kaddish. You're going to bow at the end and not in the beginning, in the middle. He says, it's hypocritical. You either follow the Gra or you don't follow the Gra. Clearly, everyone bows at the end, so it shows you don't follow the Vilna Gaon. So he says very clearly the halacha is that you are supposed to do these bowing by Kaddish. And again, by Kaddish Yassam as well, which we've been talking in general about Kaddish that the Chazan does. What about Kaddish Yassam? That gets into a whole discussion we talked about a few weeks ago. Is Kaddish Yassam a regular part of Tefillah, or is it just an add-on, almost like a gift for the Yassomim, or a consolation prize for the Yassomim to try to feel consoled at their situation, which is an unfortunate situation, but it's not really part of davening. If it's part of davening, then they should bow. If it's not part of davening, they shouldn't bow. Upshot is if you look around, I think the general minhag is people don't bow. I think I've never really seen the general consensus of people yiskadel to bow the entire way, although that seems to be like the Vilna Gaon. If you really are a straight-up Jew who follows the Mishnah Berurah, follows Shulchan Aruch, the upshot is you should bow. Either way, you have someone to rely upon. If you bow at the end, seems to me that you should bow at the beginning as well, but you know, maybe you could do this Aruch HaShulchan middle shita and hunch over a little bit. Huh?
You five times,
exactly. Five times. And they're real bowings. Let's say all the Aruch HaShulchan that you're hunched over a little bit, but you still, you're not supposed to be hunched over for the rest of Kaddish. So you really have to know what you're doing when you say Kaddish. It's an not such a disputed Mishulchan Aruch, although this Vilna Gaon makes it disputed. But again, I've never really seen anyone do these bowings, although Shulchan Aruch says you should. Shkoyach.